Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Wee wow on the weekend. Wee wow on the weekend. Wee wow on the weekend. 'Cause this is what we do on the weekend. Talking, laughing, me and Reggie. Woo! Singing, laughing. And then we, oh wait, no, I said laughing twice. Whatever. Wee wow on the weekend. Yeah! Wee wow on the weekend.
Clap, clap.
Wee wow on the weekend. 'Cause this is what we do.
Hello and welcome to Wee Wow on the Weekend. I'm your host, Dennis. And that's Reggie, my sidekick. I mean, co-host. I mean, what'd you get up to last night, Reggie? Really? And then what? Where'd a walrus learn how to DJ? 50 frogs with glow sticks? Wow, what a wild night! Oh, me? I stayed in, built a fort out of the couch cushions, wrote a gossip blog called Dennising, and made confetti. Yeah, I made confetti. 2 whole bags. How? With a confetti maker, Reggie. What's a confetti maker? Reggie, are we even friends? Oh, right. We should move on and answer some questions from my adoring fans. It's time for the Q&A segment.
The Q&A segment.
All right, let's just get the old answering machine pulled up here. Okay, here we go.
Hi, you've reached Dennis from Wee Wow on the Weekend.
That's me.
Do you have a question? Well, I do too. Lots of them. And who's gonna answer all my questions? You? Probably not. But I guess I can answer yours. Leave me a message.
Hi, Dennis. It's Lucy. I'm 9 from Venice, California. I have a riddle for you. One night, a king and a queen walked into a castle. No one was in there. It was completely empty. Who else was in the castle with the king and the queen? I hope you can answer it.
A riddle! I love riddles! Okay, one night, a king and a queen walked into an empty castle, but there was someone else in there, but also no one was in there. Huh. Oh, I know! Never mind. This is hard! Okay, Dennis, you can do this. Just be logical. Think back, what did Lucy say exactly? Okay. I pushed the button, there was a beep, and then, "Hi, Dennis, it's Lucy from Venice, California. I have a riddle for you." And then she said, Reggie, be quiet. I'm trying to remember what Lucy said after "Hi, Dennis." Well, Lucy said my name, and then I got distracted because my name is so melodious. All right. One night, a king and a queen walked into an empty castle with no one else in there. Who else was in there? I don't know, a mouse or something?
And the answer is the knight.
Huh?
Don't you get it? One night, a king and a queen walked into a castle. Bye.
One night. Like a knight in shining armor. Wow, that was a good one. And I almost had it. Next question, or riddle.
Hey, Dennis. My name is Claire. I live in Georgia. And I am 11 years old. My question is, how did you and Reggie meet? Thanks. Bye.
How did me and Reggie meet? Wow! Thanks for your question, Claire. Reggie, do you remember how we met? Reggie, no! I met you way before that. Yeah, huh? Remember? It was season 3, episode 3, An Elevator to the Stars. I saw you from my driveway. You were gonna fly Mindy and Guy Raz to the Elevates concert. Yeah, now you remember. I was very concerned for your safety, and I told you I was a card-carrying member of an activist group for imaginary animal rights. Yeah, that was a good episode. Next question.
Hi, Dennis. My name is June, and I have a question for you. What is the funniest joke you've learned in your whole entire life, and why? Say hi to Reggie for me. Bye.
Wow. June. The funniest joke of my whole entire life? Oh, yeah, Reggie, June says hi. Okay, funniest joke. Oh, I know, this is a good one. Okay, so an elephant, a giraffe, and a lizard get on an airplane, and they, it's not an airplane. It was a helicopter. Or actually, no, they were on an airplane because they were at the airport. And then the lizard said, was it a chameleon or a lizard? Are chameleons lizards? Whatever. It was definitely a chameleon because the punchline is that it changes color. Wait. Pretend I didn't say that. Okay, so the giraffe, the elephant, and the chameleon are going through security at the airport, and the security guard tells the elephant to take off her hat. I forgot to say that the elephant is wearing a hat. Hang on, Reggie. I'm trying to remember the next part. I remember. And then the chameleon says, I've been here the whole time. Oh, that's a good one. Thanks for your calls, everyone. If you've got a question for me, call and leave me a message. The number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. I just might answer your question on Wee Wow on the weekend. Okay, that takes care of that. All right, next up is a little segment I like to call Inside Tinkercast Studios.
Inside Tinkercast Studios.
This is the part where we revisit an episode of one of my favorite Tinkercast shows. And this weekend, we're revisiting episodes from the very first season of Wow in the World. Today, we're doing a story from episode 7 called The Velocity of Poop? Reggie! Ew! Is this a gross one? Well, did Guy Raz think it was gross? Oh, he didn't? Okay, I'll give it a shot. Here we go. And play.
Wee Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Wow in the World!
Animals, take your starting positions at the gate.
Hey, Guy Raz, come over here. It looks like there's a race about to happen.
Hey, Mindy, yeah, I'm the official timekeeper.
Wait, is that an elephant and a tiger at the starting line? What is this?
Yeah. Can you hold my jacket for a second? I got to get this stopwatch ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go! Manure Muffin takes the lead, followed closely behind by Conservation of Fecal Matter. And here comes Uncle Rumpy, passing nice soil with Deuces Are Wild, following close behind. And I'll be your number two, bringing up the rear.
Guy Raz, they're not moving, and I'm pretty sure that elephant just went poop.
Let's see here. 5 seconds.
Yeah, so this race didn't appear to actually begin or move anywhere. Oh boy, that tiger just pooped. Oh man, what is happening, Guy Raz? It stinks out here.
Oh no, Mindy, the race went exactly to plan.
What are you talking about? The elephant just stood there and pooped. coat.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't that great?
What? Guy Raz, have you gone bonker balls? You're standing here on a track with an elephant and a tiger holding a stopwatch. You got a sweatband on your head. And neither one of these animals seem interested in running. And oh, boy, they just pooped again.
Well, who said this was a running race, Mindy?
Then what is happening?
Well, I'm trying to recreate an experiment carried out by two researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, David Hu and Patricia Yang.
Right. So let me just make sure I got this straight. You are standing on this running track, holding a stopwatch, watching an elephant and a tiger poop in the name of science?
Well, probably not exactly like this, Mindy. But yeah, these two scientists basically timed how fast certain animals, poop.
Okay, so you're telling me that two scientists from one of the finest universities in the world timed how fast animals poop?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Mindy.
Oh boy, there they go again. Guy Raz, why would they do that? I wouldn't even do something that crazy.
Well, Mindy, it has to do with something called scatomancy or copromancy.
Scatacopra what?
Well, these were methods used by ancient doctors a long, long, long time ago in places like China, ancient Greece, and Egypt, and Rome.
Okay, and this has what to do with animal poop?
Well, actually a lot, Mindy. In ancient times, if you were sick, doctors would examine your poop. They would look at the size and the shape and the color and try and figure out if they could identify clues that would help them understand why you were sick.
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. I've got some science business to take care of. I'll be right back! Sorry, I'm back. My science lavatory was occupied. So you're saying, Guy Raz, that we can find out all of that stuff just by examining our poop? Which I would never, ever actually do, by the way.
Well, yeah. And in fact, Mindy, even modern-day doctors sometimes do the same thing because our poop is simply what our body produces from our food after it takes in the vitamins and nutrients from the food.
Okay, so let me just make sure I've got this straight. These two researchers, David Hu and Patricia Yang, did this experiment just to find out if these animals were healthy?
Well, in this case, not exactly. They were actually more interested in finding out how fast different mammals poop.
Ooh, now this is getting interesting.
And Mindy, what they wanted to find out is why poop comes out in different shapes and sizes in different mammals, including us humans.
Wow. Yeah, I'm still having trouble wrapping my brain around this one. So what did they do?
What they did was they videotaped 34 different mammals at the Atlanta Zoo. So elephants, lions, gorillas, bears, and then they watched videos of the animals pooping.
Well, I guess science does happen in all kinds of ways. So what did they find out?
Well, the first thing they found out was about poop size and the size of the animal. So the bigger the animal...
the bigger the poop?
Yes, which sounds kind of obvious, right?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty obvious.
But here's another interesting thing these scientists observed.
There's more?
Yeah, they found out that bigger animals poop faster than smaller animals.
Okay.
So an elephant, for example, takes about 5 seconds to poop, but a dog can take up to 20 seconds to poop.
Oh, please tell me they were wearing nose plugs during this experiment.
Well, as far as I understand, there were some stinky situations, but... But what they found is that most mammals take between 5 and 20 seconds to go poop.
Wow. Okay, so this is gross and fascinating, but I have to ask, Guy Raz, why is this even important?
I'll get there, Mindy, but before I do that, can you guess why bigger animals poop out faster than smaller ones? Why does an elephant poop faster than a monkey?
Because they're in a bigger hurry, or maybe their poop's just so heavy, it just falls out really fast.
Well, actually, the scientists discovered that the bigger the animal, the more likely their poop is covered in a thicker layer of a slippery coating. And the smaller the animal, the thinner the layer of that slippery coating.
So how is this information going to help make the world a better place, Guy Raz?
Aha. Well, as you know, Mindy, science is about curiosity and discovery, and it doesn't always have to have a point. But in this case, David Hu's research might actually help people and other animals who have trouble going to the bathroom.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, this research might lead to new medicines that could make life a little more comfortable for lots of people who have pain when they go to the bathroom. And that could be an incredibly important invention.
Well, this is all starting to sound like a pooper-duper idea.
And it gets better, Mindy. In 2015, this scientist, David Hu, won a famous award known as the Ig Nobel Prize for another study he wrote about.
He won the Nobel Prize? The most famous prize in all of science? The same prize that Albert Einstein won?
Well, actually, it was the Ig Nobel Prize. It's an award given to a scientist whose research makes people laugh.
I thought science had to be serious. There's laughing allowed in science? Okay, wait a minute. So what was the research?
Well, he won that award for studying how fast mammals go pee.
Of course he did. So what did he discover?
Well, he discovered that on average, we mammals take about 20 seconds to empty out our bladders, which is where we store our pee inside our bodies.
Oh, check it out. I think that elephant and tiger that you were observing on the racetrack might be a...
Animals, to your starting positions. Who will prove to be number one at number one? On your mark, get set, go!
They might be doing that pee experiment on their own.
Ugh, I guess it's time to clean it up.
Oh, would you look at the time? Gotta run, not it!
Reggie? Care to explain?
You said it wasn't a gross one! Reggie, there was pooping and tooting and peeing! Yes, I know poop is important for science, but that's not the point! The point is, now I have to go wash my ears out! Oh well. Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Wee Wow on the Weekend! Be sure to give our phone lines a call to ask me, Dennis, a question! The number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. That's 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. I just might answer your question on Wee Wow on the Weekend. Reggie, no! I told you already I have to go wash my ears out. Because I think there's animal toot stuck in there and I need to get it out. No, Reggie, I'm not going to use shampoo.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Wee Wow on the Weekend. Our show is written by Ruth Morrison and Jed Anderson. Original sound design and production is done by Henry Moskal and Marion Lozano with help from Jed Anderson and Tyler Thole. Original music for Wee Wow on the Weekend is composed and performed by Tyler Thole.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Rebecca Caban, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
There's still time to share your Wee Wow Crafternoon challenges with us. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos of your projects to us at tinkercast.com/share or call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Our website is tinkercast.com. There, you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers, learn about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of the latest edition of our number one New York Times best-selling book series, Wow in the Wild.
Thanks again for thinking, tinkering, experimenting, and exploring with us this week. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World. And remember, who wows?
We wow!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic, adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit!
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!